Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Behind the Camera. This is your host, Lakeisha Jackson. Join me weekly as I talk about the current week in TV, movies, and indie films. I'll review current episodes of my favorite TV shows and movies, keep you up to date on my own film projects, and have live co-hosts and interviews from time to time. So sit back, grab a snack, and join me behind the camera.
Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us for another show today. Today's subject is about film school. Do you really need it? And, you know, some of the things film school, you know, teaches you about you having to be in their program, their process, and how that translates in the real world. And today I'm joined again with Christopher Martell. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Lakeisha. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's just jump in. So one of the things I wanted to talk about with this subject is what is it about film school do you think people need, if at all, anything about film school itself?
So for me, what I found to be the biggest benefit of film school that if anything that really helps you is the teamwork aspect of it. You know, it really teaches you how to work together with a team, with the crew, because you're all in this situation together where you have to make a film or, you know, so the teamwork aspect of it, the fact that it brings people together, I think that's one of the biggest things about it that really helps.
Yeah, I can agree with that because you have that team and you have to have that team. So you learn how to work together, to communicate. You still always have one or two slackers on a team. I don't care what it is, where other people are just doing most of the work. So that part, you know, is also a learning lesson that you have to get used to in the real world. But the thing for me that I thought was most important to know was about, you know, focal length and lenses and ISO, things like that, the technical aspects. I think once you understand that and you get to play around with that, that first semester of film school, depending on how the program is set up, for me, that's basically all I think, you know, most filmmakers need to understand thoroughly before they pick up a camera and go out and try to create. I don't necessarily think you have to go to film school because you can learn those things on YouTube. Like there's, you know, libraries of videos that you can watch and practice. But yeah, that's one of the things that stood out to me, especially since I only went for a semester. I knew a lot of stuff already beforehand, but one thing I will say about our film school that I wish they had structured, I wish they had structured it better so that you had kids with a concentration of cinematography, of directing, of writing, of different things so that when you have to come together at the end of the semester or the year to create something, people have specialized areas that they can work in because, you know, we had to do different things on each little mini set we worked on. So you never got really comfortable in one area, I think, to fully grasp what that means.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with you there. I mean, at least the way our film school did it was, you know, like Lakeisha said, is, you know, you only had a small amount of time to work in each position. So, you know, one movie you'd be a director, then the next you'd be the sound guy. And while you do get some experience doing that, I just think there's not enough practice in each area to like kind of specialize in a specific one that you may like. Because, you know, a lot of times what would happen is people would get stuck into the positions that they didn't like. And with that comes then, you know, that creates the person that would become, you know, I guess you, like you would say, the slacker of the team, you know, because they're like, you know, they would feel like, oh, you know, I don't really want to be in this position, so I don't like it, so I'm not going to do the best at it. You know, everybody wants to be in the position that they want to be in. So I can agree with you that if they did make it to where, you know, we had more time in each position, then we can, like, we would have been able to figure out what we wanted to do earlier on and got much better at that.
Yeah, for sure. They should have had concentrations. Like, to be honest, I think the first semester should have just been film theory in itself, and everybody got to learn and see examples of the different aspects of filmmaking, so they were more familiar, and that way they can say, you know, I want to concentrate on cinematography, I want to concentrate on directing or sound, because that just makes you better if you're, you know, interested in an area already and you get to suspend an entire film program in that position. It will make you more prepared once you do get that degree to say, hey, I went to this film school and I had a concentration in this. And by the time you're done, you have a reel that specializes in that one thing, as opposed to these super rushed, really restrictive little films, if you call them films, that we had to do in school. Like, it was super rushed. And like you said, if somebody hated being the sound person holding a boom, you knew it because the sound sucked. Or you have to constantly tell them, hey, pay attention. I need you to make sure that the boom isn't in the shot. It just made it a little harder in a lot of aspects. But yeah, there are some film schools that have those sorts of concentrations, and when you see the films that these kids put out, you can't tell the difference between something at the theater and what they just did. But, you know, I looked at some of our stuff, and I'm just talking about mainly mine. You know, the first semester, we couldn't move the camera, we couldn't do anything but just sit the camera in one spot and try to get whatever shot on that list. And it was just too limiting for me. And then the fact of the matter is most people are filming on DSLRs. So we weren't taught anything about DSLRs in school, which would have been, I think, beneficial because everybody could get their hands on a DSLR someplace. And then they could have practiced and done stuff at home, whereas at our school, we had one particular type of camera. They didn't even tell you where to find the user guide for this camera. And you had to basically learn on set as you went. And then, of course, having instructors that didn't fully grasp how to use digital cameras because their backgrounds were in film. So they knew about cutting up actual film to piece together to make a movie or a documentary, but you ask them something digitally and they were lost. And some teachers got some serious flack for that, which I don't think is completely fair to that instructor. But that's just my opinion. Like, yeah, they could have brushed up, but I think unless we were working with actual film stock, we shouldn't have had teachers that only knew about film stock and not, you know, digital software or cameras and how to use them.
Yeah, I agree because, you know, and I wanted to talk to go back a bit on that part about the DSLRs. So when I went to high school and I took TV production, you know, we learned on DSLRs. So when I went from high school to college and I saw we weren't, you know, using DSLRs, you know, I was also feeling the same way. Now, I understand with film school and college, you know, the main thing they want to teach you is how to work on a professional Hollywood professional film set. But the reality is no one goes from film school to a Hollywood set, you know, right from jump. You know, you work your way up to that on a lot of independent sets. But for sure, it would have been a much easier or much more beneficial to learn to practice more with DSLRs, because like you said, anybody can get their hands on it. They're more affordable. A lot of indie filmmakers still use DSLRs. So why not practice with something that you can get your hands on right out of school? Because in reality, average college student, goes into debt going to school, and they're not going to be able to afford no $50,000 RED camera, right off the rip. So I didn't agree with that either. We were using some high-end equipment. While I enjoyed using it and it was really cool to learn, I just feel there should have been, at least in the beginning, there should have been more of a focus on what's more accessible to you after you finish.
Exactly. And, and the times when we didn't have, because, at the beginning it was more about you have to get your script written and, work on that. But in the meantime, if you had a DSLR, you could have been making micro content at home that you could have entered into contests or at least start, learning those different skills a little bit more when you went home, and especially when you made friends in the program and people started talking about the things they wanted to do. I think it would have been easier for students to say, you know what, let's get together Friday afternoon. We could shoot some one location script and start getting our feet wet. And that didn't happen. And another thing that didn't happen a lot was the community aspect of some film programs and the students, is they say, the first people you'll work with outside of school will be the people you went to film school with. And that is true, because that's how, we got together and started doing stuff. But I found for the majority that wasn't true. I just found that a lot of people wanted to speak about it and meet up and talk about it, but not actually put anything into motion. And we did talk about this a couple episodes ago about why that is. And it's because of the amount of work. Once you get started, it is, a tremendous amount of work to put on yourself to get a cast together and scheduling and everything that comes with it. It is daunting, but, I didn't go there to just learn it and then go to another school to get another degree and then another school to get another degree. I wanted to actually make film. So I think, if you want to be a filmmaker, find a camera, even the one on your phone if you have to, and start making stuff, because that's the only way you're going to get comfortable enough to actually decide to do it for real. At least that's in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Like, definitely go out, get a camera, and start, another thing about film school is that it's really expensive. And of course, it depends on where you go, whether you go to a community college or a university. University obviously being more expensive. I'd say if you have the money, then, and you want to go to film school, then, why not? Go ahead. But, I think it would be better is if you just take that money and start investing in some low-level gear to get you started and start making stuff. Get some people together. And if you can get your friends and start making some stuff. And there's like Lakeisha was saying, there's a ton of stuff on YouTube out there that can teach you a lot of the stuff that you do learn in film school, So instead of paying let's say $300 for a class about, ISO and lenses and this and that, you just spend some time going on YouTube and looking all this up, and you save money, but you at least get the basics down. And then since if you have the money for the low level equipment, you're already starting in the right direction.
Yeah, so I agree. And to go along with what you said, if you can get people together, like you said, with me, like, I'm the only person I know that's like me outside of, say, school. So if you live in an area of the world or the country where you don't have other people that are like-minded or action-oriented, I would say, not like-minded, because, like I said before, people love to get together at coffee shops and talk all day about film, but nobody wants to actually, well, some people don't want to get together and do the work. But if you have, if you don't have that outlet to even go to a meetup and meet people in your city, then film school would be a great way to get your feet wet as far as who's in the community, who's serious about it, not just taking it as an elective, and start to, you know, put together those relationships as early as possible. But yeah, I mean, if I had $3,000, I think that's what our film program might have cost. I don't know, because we went to community college, but $3,000 put into a you know, a college semester or a college year or two, because I think it's a 2-year, you know, you could take that same $3,000 and you could spend half of that to get equipment you need, have other parts of that money set aside for marketing, and then for film festival runs, because that's another thing you have to contend with if you want to put it in festivals. They're not cheap. So you could take $3,000 and take yourself from novice to a novice filmmaker and actually start getting things out there in the world to get feedback on. It won't be the greatest. I mean, obviously nothing anybody does will be the best the first time out, but you go ahead and you make the next thing and the next thing, and you keep doing that until you get better and more confident, and the crew will grow and the community around you will grow, and you'll start to see what filmmaking really is. It's more about relationships, community, and teamwork, and not necessarily going to school to learn, you know, learn how to do something so linear, because it's not a linear process. Like, we learned how to do a lot of things in a particular way and say things a particular way, but that's not, like, well, when we're on our set, it doesn't always happen the exact way that they teach you how to do in school. It's just impossible. I mean, we've had nothing but problems since day one, and filmmaking is all problem solving. So if it was easy, then yeah, we could hit, you know, steps 1 through 10, and at the, you know, end of the night have perfect footage and nobody was late and people were listening when you spoke, but that's just not how it works all the time. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I mean, I wish it was a list, you know, you follow a little checkbook 1 through 10, but to be honest, any filmmaker will tell you, if you make a list 1 through 10, you're going to throw it out halfway through or right at the beginning when you start shooting. Mm-hmm. You know, granted, that doesn't mean, you know, you shouldn't plan. You should always plan and have, you know, backups for everything and things like that, but a lot of times what ends up happening is, like, there's a thing called Murphy's Law, and that is the one thing that will happen every single time. You know, if you're not familiar with Murphy's Law, it's whatever can go wrong will go wrong. So it's that it's that outside force that you can't control that for sure will, you know, it'll mess you up, but if you're determined and you have that willpower to continue, you'll always overcome it, no matter what.
Yeah, and then the important thing, too, is to not immediately freak out because one thing went wrong or two things are going wrong at the same time. Like, our very first day of shooting, you know, we spent a couple hours getting set up. You know, we were ready to start filming, but for whatever reason, our image was underexposed, and we couldn't figure out why that was, and it was because of the lens choice. So once we figured out that lens, you know, it just wasn't wide enough to capture enough light for that scene, we were able to, you know, fix it. And I could have gotten upset, started yelling at people that didn't need to be yelled at, said, forget it, let's try another day. But if you just slow down, take a breath, and you have good people around you that are also problem solving, like that is key, because I had you, I had John, I had Eddie, I had, I mean, most of the cast. Everybody is interested in making sure that everything is okay at all times. But if I only had myself to contend with, I probably would have lost, you know, my mind and said, you know what, I can't do this, and just given up. But, you know, and, you know, even last weekend when we shot on Saturday, like, we got out there and the mosquitoes had us for a buffet, and we weren't prepared, but we had to fight through it. And we did that with the help of everybody that was there. We did our best, and we got some amazing footage. And the next time we shoot, we'll be prepared for the new thing that pops up, because that's just how filmmaking is. It's never going to just be, okay, yeah, this is going to be perfect and run smooth. It sadly isn't. And I think we both can attest to that for sure.
Yeah, no, not everything else is going to go 100% your way. I mean, yeah. And you'll learn that, you know, you learn that in film school. You learn that outside of film school. It doesn't, either or, it doesn't matter. I mean, so I guess to go back to the film school thing, in film school, you know, it's not so bad if things don't go your way. You know, a lot of times, because, you know, it's school. It's you're there to learn, and it's okay if you mess up. And also, your professor's mm-hmm. kind of like your crutch in that aspect. But when you're not in film school and something goes wrong, it's all on you and your team to fix the problem or whatever it is. Like, that's when the teamwork aspect kicks in. And mm-hmm. for sure, that's one of the most important things when you're working on a film yeah. set.
And hey, if you go and you pick up a $200 or $300 DSLR and you start filming things on the weekend, whether you go to film school or not, when you mess up, that's the time to make those mistakes and mess up. That way you can learn from them the next time. Like you said, in film school, everybody else is a crutch, especially the professor. They're there to kind of catch you a bit. But that's the space that you want to make those mistakes, so that when you do have a bigger set and a project that you're passionate about, you would have learned by that point what to do, what not to do. But like I said, if you don't go that route, you know, go and grab a camera and start filming, you know, something small at your house. That's how I started, with family Christmas movies that will never see the light of day. But, you know, from those sets, I learned exactly how to wrangle kids and talk to people and do my best. And it's different when you do it with a brand new set of people. When you have 15 to 20 people there, you have to direct, but learn from those mistakes. But in this conversation, there's in no way to tell people not to go to film school. If that's what's in your heart and you want to go, then by all means, just, you know, go, but go with a clear mindset of, you're there to absorb as much as possible and be an asset to people on the set, and not just sit back and observe too much, because you don't want to hinder a production either.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure. I agree with that. You want to, like she said, absorb as much as you can, but also, like, don't be afraid to try new things, you know? Like, if you learn something new, try it. Don't be afraid to try it. And if you do go to film school, you probably are going to meet people that may deter you from certain things, because they may have heard something different or whatever. I'm telling you right now, just go ahead and try it, because you have to learn it on your own. And what may work for you may not work for somebody else. I mean, and also, art is very subjective, so everybody's taste is different. So,
yeah,
like I said, it may not appeal to this person, might appeal to many others in that aspect. You know,
yeah.
So don't ever feel discouraged.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like that you said that, because there will be people that said, I don't know if you should try doing that because of this reason, this reason, and this reason. But I'm a person where I look at something from 15, 20 different angles, So if I say I want this, it's because I thought about it thoroughly. Or maybe you're the type that's just fly by the seat of your pants and you want to try it. Stick to your guns and do what it is that you want to do. Because just because it might not have worked for them doesn't mean it will be bad for you. And if it is bad, then that's a lesson you just learned. And now that's something that you know to either perfect in the future or leave alone altogether. But, you know, never be afraid of going out there and trying and putting your best foot forward.
Right. Yeah, I agree. 100%. 100%. But,
yeah,
like Lakeisha said, you know, we don't want to discourage anybody from going to film school. If you really want to go, go. Try it out and, you know, but if you don't want to go to film school, then, you know, like we said, definitely save up some money, get a camera, get some gear and start shooting stuff. I mean, now is the time. There's no other time.
And also, if you don't or if you can't afford to go to a film school at a college, there are tons of businesses or organizations. Like down here, we have Filmgate Miami, where they teach workshops for certain things. So check those out in your area and see if there are workshops that you can possibly attend for a specific thing that you want to learn, and go from there, start there. So you don't have to necessarily go to, a 2-year or 4-year college to learn the art. I have a friend, Josh Butler, and he's a huge director, and he says nobody needs to go to film school, according to him. That's just how he feels. But get out there and create, and that's one of the things he told me a few years ago. He was like, screw school, just grab a camera and go create art. And that sticks in my head whenever I get discouraged or think I can't do something, that all I have to do is go create. And if it sucks, create something else. And if that sucks, create something else. And it'll suck less and less every time you try. So I think on that note, we're going to close up. I think that was a decent conversation that a lot of people have with themselves, you know, when they're trying to figure out what their next step is when it comes to film. So thank you so much for joining me today, Chris. I appreciate your insight and your input, as usual. And for everyone else, please follow us on Instagram at Shiny New Things TV. That's our web series that we are currently filming. It is a sci-fi action drama, post-apocalyptic. If you're into things like The Walking Dead, or, you know, the long dead TV show Revolution, or The Colony from TNT, check us out and follow us, because our first pilot should be dropping pretty soon. Thanks so much. We hope you join us next week for a brand new episode of Behind the Camera.
Welcome to Behind the Camera. This is your host, Lakeisha Jackson. Join me weekly as I talk about the current week in TV, movies, and indie films. I'll review current episodes of my favorite TV shows and movies, keep you up to date on my own film projects, and have live co-hosts and interviews from time to time. So sit back, grab a snack, and join me behind the camera.